This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-WHEEL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Back. Listen to Real Thought on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There is quite a bit happening this week. You know, a lot of things coming up in the news. We're talking about the tax, uphill battle, push, fight. Whatever you want to call it, we all know he's going. This is going to be a chore, right? Anybody in agreement here or no? It's going to be a chore, and the same thing with the ACA. You know, it looks like he has more signatures, but I still don't know what's in it. I don't know what they fixed. I don't know what they're trying to do a workaround with. I have no clue. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, you know. I like to do these stories from time to time because I like to keep us, what's the word I'm looking for here? Maybe grounded? You know, and when it comes to, does anybody, I don't know how to do this where I could actually, too bad. I'm not going to do it. Anyway, does anybody know what this week is? I'll give you a hint. This Thursday is when we celebrate the National Day of Prayer here in this country. I am a big fan of the National Day of Prayer. I'm the big fan of prayer, period. There is no reason, and look, if you don't believe in prayer, and you're going to write me how you don't believe in prayer, unless you strictly just need to vent, don't bother. Because you ain't going to change my mind. I've seen too many things happen because of prayer, and it ain't because of the good vibes that I send out and go grab something and they bounce back and bring me whatever. No, I believe that there's an ultimate being. I believe that God is out there responding, laughing at me, you know, that kind of stuff. I believe all of that. Yeah, I'm one of those whackoids. You know, what can I tell you? At least I'm not trying to throw God out of my platform. You know what I mean? Anyway. So this week is a National Day of Prayer, and it's nothing new. Some of you guys that lose your minds over this, and I do mean lose your minds, I don't know why you bother. I really don't. It's been a tradition, right? You're all bent out of shape that Mr. Trump didn't show up at the White House dinner because it's a tradition, but you had no problem with Obama blowing him off. And there's more than one tradition. But that was okay. So, this Thursday is the official celebration of the National Day of Prayer. Now, this event, not the date, but the act of praying for this country has been a tradition since the Revolutionary War. Seriously. You think of what's happened. You think of what happened in the Continental Congress. You think of what our founding fathers did when it came to prayer. How they thought about the Almighty, or the Almighty Sovereign, as they called him at times. This year coming up will be my 13th year emceeing an annual prayer breakfast. To my California, You know, I don't even want to call it my California hometown. I don't want to call California my home anything. Now, the first year that we had it, it was somewhat explosive, or almost explosive. Somebody actually called it a bomb threat, but because they got their times wrong, I mean, this is like the Wayward Bomber or something. You know how there's always that, what was it, Wile E. Coyote. Sounds like Wile E. Coyote did this one because he called it in late and nothing happened. So the bomb threat was fake, obviously, but the outrage was real. You know, I mean, seriously, the outrage from the left and, frankly, the outrage from the right. First of all, those pesky Republicans were at it again. The main sponsors of the event were all members of Republican groups, with the exception of one person that was a registered Democrat, didn't see any problem with it. And second, the tone of the event was religious. So they felt that no elected official should be lending their title to a religious event. See, it's called the Mayor's. Now, the first year, the person did all the typesetting, put an apostrophe. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that made it possessive, which meant it belonged to the mayor, which made it illegal, because the mayor can't own a religion or a religious event. Let me find a bucket to throw up in. So the local mayor at the time still attended and spoke at the event, and he hammered at the... He was extremely hammered, actually, at city council meetings that happened before the event. People in there telling him he had no right to go to this, couldn't use the term mayor. I don't know what else he couldn't use, but you know, they basically made it sound like he was doing the worst thing to be known to mankind. So why the uproar? Really, why the uproar? Are they just so freaked out by righteous things that it makes them crazy? Not their righteous stuff, but real righteous stuff. As I said, prayer by elected officials has always been part of this country's history. And some of you bloggers, I love it when you send me an email. Yes, Messina, you have your facts wrong. Our founding fathers were either deists or atheists, and you'll need to do your homework. No, actually, you need to do your homework. You need to stop reading your professor's notes. You need to stop reading the book that the college gave you that said none of our founding fathers, or very few of them, believed in the... actually believe in God. Now, I don't know the numbers, so you're going to laugh at me, but, you know, most of us have this vision in our mind of 12 to 15 founding fathers. Who could tell me, and don't look it up, who could tell me how many founding fathers who put the Constitution together there was? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger, and now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continued to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 170. 72. gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 55 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Yeah, all right, so if I'm boring, you just there's 3,000 other shows you can listen to. I'm going to get to the hand gestures in a minute. I'm going to get to a couple things in a minute. But I want to finish up this thing about the prayer because I'm tired. I am so tired of listening to you lunatics try to say that our founding fathers wanted nothing to do with God and that as the years went on, yeah. Remember, it was the Dems that tried to throw God out of the platform. And I should have made it better some kind of day, all right? So we always see the Declaration of Independence. We always see that one page. You got John Hancock's name and maybe, you know, six, eight, ten names scattered around his name. But there were 56 signatures on that piece of paper from founding fathers. 56. I think John took the place of 20 with how many, how much space he took up. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. If you'd like to discuss any of this stuff while I'm going on, tell me where I'm wrong, where I'm off, and or even why I shouldn't talk about it. I think that would be a lot of fun. So, you know, again, I go back to the uproar thing, right? Why so much uproar? I mean, the history of this country is built around God. It's built around Christian Judeo principles. And if you don't like it, I don't know, go find what are the principles you want to have. I'm sure there's a country out there that can accommodate. And again, they always feel like if it's an elected official doing a prayer, participating, then they're going ahead and they're establishing a religion. Because I know that when I see an elected official talk about God, I want to be part of that religion right away. Anyhow, if you read some of the letters they wrote to each other, you know, before they died, obviously you can't write letters after you die, but shortly before they died, they wrote a lot of correspondence back and forth. You can find out where they stood on Christianity, on God, and all that kind of stuff. But look, I'm asking you to look, when you're looking for these things, check out places. Don't check out the Huffington Post. Don't check out Drudge. Go to websites like the Smithsonian and other places. They'll show you these letters. You'll have to work, God forbid, you'll have to work at it a little bit. President George Washington, I would imagine, I'm just guessing here. If you think I'm wrong, write to me, okay? I'm just guessing, I would imagine Georgie was close enough, was there when it was going on, and close enough to the guys that signed that piece of paper to know what they wanted from God or not from God, right? He writes a prayer, oh, eternal and everlasting God, not rock in front of my door, not omnipresent, what would they call it, blue screaming memes or whatever. No, he called God by name, oh, eternal everlasting God, I presume, to present myself this morning before your divine majesty, beseeching you to accept, he uses these and thous, I'm not going to use those, to accept my humble hearty thanks, and that has pleased you, please your great goodness, to keep and preserve me, make me strong, keep me around a while, and keep me from the dangers of this mortal world. Daily frame me more and more into the likeness of your son, Jesus. Oh, my God. He said Jesus Christ. They could remove him for that today. Or shoot him. Shoot him. That's faster. That living in your fear and dying in your favor. That was from President George Washington. And the other one, El Presidente de Thomas Jefferson, Almighty God who has given us the good. Now, this is the guy you always say wants a separation of land from state religion. Who has given us this good land for our heritage, we humbly beseech you that we may always prove ourselves a people mindful of your favor and of your will, or happy to do your will. Wow. But I thought they didn't believe in God. I'm confused. Endow us with your spirit of wisdom, those through obedience. Look, so he wants God's guidance. Thomas Jefferson wanted God's guidance. I'm surprised. Boy, man, I'll tell you what, they should have had him impeached if they wanted nothing to do with God. And then Abraham Lincoln, a devout Republican, unless you ask a Dem in Illinois now, he's become a Democrat somehow. Fondly do we hope, fervently do we pray that the mighty scourge of war may speedily pass away. Yet if God wills that it continues until every drop of blood drawn with the lash should be paid, another draw with a sword. So still, it must be said that judgments of the Lord are true. Judgments of the Lord, not of the rock, not of the will of man, not of the great foo-foos in the sky. That's specific. That was President Abraham Lincoln. So, and you Dems who go, see, none of those are one of ours, not so fast. One of your presidents said, Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day set up a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic and our religion. He wants to preserve the president, the Democrat president of the day, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, wanted to preserve God in society. Right? Think about it. He talks about giving strength to the arms of the soldiers, stoutness to their hearts, steadfastness to their faith. Oh, there he goes again. You'll need your blessings to win. Who's he talking to if it doesn't exist? And he's one of yours. Franklin Roosevelt, and on Thanksgiving Day, 1963, on that day, this fellow says, on that day, let us gather in sanctuaries dedicated to the worship and in the homes blessed by family affection to express our gratitude for the glorious gifts of God, and let us earnestly and humbly pray that he will continue to guide and sustain us in great unfinished tasks of achieving peace. Right? I mean, that couldn't be a Democrat. Was Kennedy a Democrat? Because that came from John Kennedy. Oh, he was a Democrat. Another praying Democrat. And let's not forget your Lord and Savior on the left. I call upon all people of our nations to give thanks on the day for the blessing Almighty God has bestowed upon us, and to join the fervent prayer of George Washington, who as president asked God to impart all the blessings we possess. And that was from the peanut guy. That's right, Jimmy Carter. So all presidents, both sides of the aisle, have asked help for Almighty God. You don't like it? Go find a godless country to deal with. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. When we come back, A-OK doesn't mean A-OK anymore. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You listen to Real Thought on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, truly, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen, let take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there on the website. But get involved, truly. Get involved. There's always a bunch of people in the chat room, somebody smarter than I out there you can talk with on the Facebook feed. Same thing goes on there. You can watch live on Facebook. You can watch live on the website. There's just all kinds of ways to get the show. And buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, and you're going to find out you don't have to. You really don't have to hate them. Or me. And then all the labels. My God. The left. These are the guys that constantly scream that we shouldn't be labeling people. I don't like these labels. I don't like to call them that. I don't want to use labels. But they're real quick to use labels with us. Right? Like, where did Bible thumping come from? I know it didn't come from me. Or my kind. But remember, you know how I keep telling you guys that the left keeps changing meanings of words, which is why words like bigot and racist and all that stuff, it doesn't mean anything anymore. And it doesn't mean anything because they keep changing them. And at some point, they're not even close to what they originally meant. But heck, you don't have to go make up your own new word, new spelling, new everything. Just steal, what is it, steal racist, steal bigot. Feel homophobe, and make it your own. Funny, because a phobia is something you're afraid of, not something you don't agree, that you just simply disagree with. But we've allowed that to happen. We've allowed that to continue on. Why? Anybody got a clue? Why? Data. They pound, and they stay on it, and they pound until they win. You know what? It's time for us to take a stand and stay on it. And you don't necessarily have to pound away, because a lot of times, you just take a stand, you keep hitting them with logic long enough, they'll walk away from it. And sometimes you think the left can't get any nuts, or any more nuts, I should say. I'm not talking about the stuff you find in the store either, you know. Peanuts. These guys really need some serious help. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of the obsessions of the left is the so-called alt-right. Well, I don't even know what that means. That's a new word of theirs, too. Now, I know they're, does that mean they're over-the-top right? They mean a different form of right? What does it mean? Now, I know there are people who believe every third person in the White House has a Pepe the Frog label a button. I don't even know what that means. I'm not one of them. I'm not sure why anyone would give them the satisfaction of acknowledging their existence. And I'm increasingly convinced that the alt-right exists mainly as a tool to crop up all the Trump Nazi propaganda that comes out of the left. They're the only group in the world. You look at them and you tell them, it's not there. The FBI, CIA, ABC, CDE, FGHIJ, they all say it's not there. So guess what? It ain't there. Anyway, you'll like this one. So some of you who got me on camera, but you know the OK sign for me hand. It's your thumb and your forefinger, and you just kind of hold them in the round. And the other three have to, well, most cases they pop up. So that is simply an OK sign, right? I mean, for the rest of us normal thinking, down-to-earth, grounded people, that's nothing more than an okay. Hey, okay, you're doing pretty good over there, right? Well, two conservative journalists have sparked outcry on social media by making what seems, or what some have inspired, is a White House supernatural hand symbol. Okay, come on back. Oh, there you go. White supremacist hand signal had a recent visit to the White House. So when they were at the White House, they were in front of the news thing. Right, the news podium. And the two of them like, hey, look at us, we're here, right? One of those things. Freelance journalist Mike Kernovich and Cassandra Fairbanks, a reporter for Russian news outlet Sputnik, posed for a picture behind the podium in the White House. And what goes off all over the internet is two people doing a white power sign from behind a White House podium. Is that, how ridiculous does that get? Seriously. And these two, maybe these two did it to, try to get popular, get their 15 seconds of fame or whatever it is. So if you're looking on video right now, you know, the little O, when you do the okay, your three fingers automatically go up in the air, right? So what they're claiming is the three fingers are nothing more than a W. And the P, although you got to work at it, I hate when people do that. The thumb is simply a circle, like, okay. I don't even know what the K is, frankly, but I don't care. So my point is, they're going out of their minds. They're making up the rules as they go. Don't let them push back. Now, I don't care if it's the hand signal. Yeah, pardon me. I don't care if it's a hand signal or word usage or showing up at an event. Do not let them get over it. Look at, again, I'm going to keep pointing to my Stand shirt. Hashtag Stand. Stand to make America great again. Stand for America. You should be standing for our rights. Right? Please don't send me emails. I know if there's one of you and 27 of them, it's a whole different animal. I get it. But most of the time it doesn't work that way. And we've got to start showing that we're willing to step up. We have to start showing that we're willing to fight back. And I don't mean fight back with, you know, guns and knives and baseball bats or do what they're doing. No. When there's big numbers of you and you stand your ground, watch what happens. Right? Watch what they won't do when you scare them. And it doesn't take much to scare them. Come on, it really doesn't. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Okay, this one's even better. Student Union wants to... you know how I always tell you that the left is not really looking for equality, they're looking for control. Their way or no way. You know, it's Chuck Schumer saying that that he can't work with Donald Trump because Donald Trump says it's his way or the highway. Boy, we've never heard that before, have we? Right? We've never had a president tell us that. We've never had a president push people around like that. Anyway, student union wants to ban clapping and cheering because it excludes deaf people. Okay. Do we know anybody that's deaf? But don't they feel vibration and sound? I'm just asking. That's number one. So they do have a clue. Are they blind? Because looking around, you're seeing people cheering and clapping. They know what kind of team they're rooting for, so it shouldn't be that hard. They can read the sign. So again, you've got a group of people like they do with the black community treating a bunch of other people like they're idiots. Like they're too stupid to figure it out. Britain's largest national student union has told attendees of its annual conference that they would face consequences. You'll face consequences, young man, for cheering and clapping because those forms of expression exclude deaf people. The National Union of Students, NUS, which includes most university student unions, held a two-day conference on Tuesday. During the conference, the audience members were repeatedly warned that they must stop whooping? Oh, whoop, whoop, whoop. Yeah, okay, right. Whooping. I thought that was like a whooping cough, right? And expressing support for the speaker because it has serious impact on the accessibility of the Congress, on the conference. Instead of clapping, the students were advised to use jazz hands. What are jazz hands? Somebody needs to send me a link to a video, like a YouTube video for jazz hands. Because I know if I see that later on, I'm either going to go, that was stupid, or I'm going to laugh my buns off. And that's a gesture when people wave their hands in the air, and it's believed to be more inclusive for people with hearing problems. I'm sure it's all those people want. I'm Joe Masuda, your host, listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Message and data rates may apply. When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
I like it. I'm going to give your host, listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I wouldn't have anybody. I wouldn't have anything if you guys weren't listening. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can buy my book. You can buy the shirt. See the hashtag stand? That's the other way, huh? Hashtag stand. Seriously, just stand for what you believe in. Don't back down from these people. But you don't have to take a beating. I'm telling you. They're a bunch of cowards. In most cases, they're nothing more than cowards. And cowards don't like to be confronted. They don't like to be pushed on. So you stand up. Don't let them get away with it. It's really that easy. No, it really is that easy. I mean, you're going to have some boneheads out there. That's why you don't go out there alone. Have some people with you, some support with you, if you would. But don't let them get away with it. Don't let them do it just to do it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I had moved along, right? We weren't still stuck on the hand gestures. Because you guys told me, finally, somebody told me, showed me what it was. I think it's kind of goofy. What was so cool about that? Absolutely nothing, right? So, again, it goes back to they want the cheering. I mean, they don't want the cheering or the clapping because it's exclusive. And I'm still going to go back to say what I was saying before. I wasn't just trying to be mean. I really wasn't. I know some of you are going to say, well, that was very insensitive, Joe. But really, what do you have? How many people are deaf in a room of 1,000, 2,000, 3,000? So why is it that everybody, again, we do this with everything. Why is it that everybody else has to stop? They're going to face consequences if they cheer their team on. Are you telling me, again, I'm going to say it. You're telling me the deaf person can't look around, doesn't see, doesn't feel if their senses are heightened. They don't feel what's going on around them. They can't read the scoreboard that says that their team is, you know, 10 points up or 10 points down. They can't tell the color difference in the jerseys when they're running back up and down the field or playing football or doing whatever. Come on. This is the nut stuff. So it says, Kaplan, the students were advised to use jazz hands when people wave their hands in the air. It's believed to be more inclusive to people with hearing problems. Look what we're doing. Look at all the, you know, I mean, seriously. There are certain things that I do because I enjoy the sound. You know, like when you go and have your smoothie made, it sounds like they're grinding cement right there on the countertop. That's always a soothing feeling, is it not? You know, I can tell my smoothie at home is being made properly because it has all kinds of... I mean, this is stupid! I want to be as stupid as they are. This is just stupid. Anyway, the union's committee member Estelle Hart, who chaired a session on Thursday, told students, no whooping. It does have a serious impact on those delegates' ability to access the conference. She later reminded students again, saying, a gentle reminder not to whoop. Shelley Asquith, the NUS Vice President for Welfare, also brought up the issue during the conference, saying, we had a number of requests that these people stop whooping. You know what's really funny with this? What comes to mind is Stuart Smalley's mother. Come on, take a second and envision that, right? Could you see Stuart Smalley's mother like being like this? Okay, so we're not going to do the cheering, okay? You sit in your seat, and we're not going to do the whooping thing. No. We're all going to be nice, and we're going to be aware that people around us don't really get the whole clapping, right, and the cheering. So we give a little, kind of little wave. God bless America. So in response to the complaints, the Durham University Student Union proposed a motion at the conference that would see clapping and whooping banned at all future NUS events. Because there's nothing else to worry about on campus, right? They don't have any kind of sexual assault going on there or any kind of assault whatsoever. They don't have kids that are reading below, you know, grade reading. They don't have any of that going on, right? Let's not deal with that. Let's deal with the fact that we may hurt the feelings of. I mean, has anybody asked the deaf kids, students, whatever, if this is what they want? The motion calls for reduced cheering or unnecessary loud noises, so our family wouldn't be able to go. Too many loud noises. I don't know, guys. This is the stuff. It kind of tickles you, but you've got to shake your head and go, who sat there and thought about this? Now, come on, think about it. Who sat there and thought about this? You know, see, this is getting out of hand. Look at that. The deaf kids look uncomfortable. We need to deal with this. No. We brought this crazy garbage on ourselves. Because we don't stand up. We don't push back. We don't stop these boneheads from doing this kind of stuff. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Okay, so the other day we were talking about the breastfeeding thing. No, I'm not going to do it again. I got enough feedback. We won't do another breastfeeding story for quite some time. However, there is now a new breast cancer detection bra. Look, if it works, I'm not laughing at it. But, I mean, sometimes I look at some of the stuff and go, really? How long did they test it? Who tested? Now, this was designed by a Mexican teen, and she won a top inventor's prize. So an 18-year-old student from Mexico won the prize, the top prize at the Global Student Entrepreneur Award. I was looking at it because it was at the GISA this weekend for creating an EVA, an intelligent bra that can help in the early detection of breast cancer. Now, Julian Rios said that he was inspired by his mother's struggles as she repeatedly battled the disease and eventually had both breasts removed. The bra, which he developed with three friends through his company, Hygia, is equipped with 200 biosensors that map the surface of the breast and monitor its temperature, shape, and weight. He said the device was conceived primarily for women with genetic predisposition to the disease. I thought, okay, giving credit to where credit's due. That's pretty cool. He had to think the whole thing through. Probably had to understand how, you know, the early stages of breast cancer, how it comes about, what it looks like. So let's give him some credit for that. I'm good. Now, what a bra, because it allows us to have the breast in the same position, and it doesn't have to be worn more than 1 hour a week, he said. Rios, an engineer student from Monterey, explained that the biosensors map the surface of the breast and can be determined thermal conductivity by specific zones. More heat would indicate more blood flow, he said, therefore indicating that those blood vessels are feeding something, usually some type of cancer. Eva's a network biosensors that covers the woman's breast, takes the temperature data and now analyzes it, sends the information to an application on any computer via Bluetooth. As soon as there is a malformation in the breast or a tumor, there is an over-vascularization, so that more flow of blood, the higher the temperature, gives them all the clues and indications they need. Now, they took home a $20,000 prize. That's pretty cool. See? We'll end the hour on a happy note. What's wrong with that? Anyway, there's a lot, and I know it's going to happen. Somebody, I'll inevitably get at least one email that says, look, this was a Mexican kid. See, you put up the wall and you won't have these. Well, the bad news is that the Mexican kid designed this in Mexico. So the wall wouldn't have affected him at all. But innovation is great. These kids are smart, and it's good for us to help them and help move forward with this kind of stuff. So it's kind of cool. And it'll probably, if it works, I shouldn't jump all over it that easy. If it works, it'll, you know, think of the lives it'll save. Right? Anyway, listen, if you're on Facebook at the top of the hour, I don't set the rules, they do. You've got to reset your, restart the Facebook feed or whatever. Do that a few minutes behind that. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can sign up for our email. Right? There's a box up there. It says sign up for our newsletter. Sign up for the email. I send it out once a week. I make sure it's not crazy. You know, yeah, so I try to sell stuff. Of course I do. We believe in capitalism. You can blow it off. You don't have to buy the stuff. You can read the stories. You can read the weekly story. My story on the prayer breakfast or prayer breakfast week is up there as well. And I'm just surprised of people. It's almost now they turn prayer into something that one group does and one group doesn't. And it's just nuts. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise.